She grabbed a wet cloth and handed it to him. As he cleaned off his hands, she watched his every move. She wanted to be able to remember him while he was gone. It seemed as though he'd just gotten back from helping to lead a wagon train to Oregon, and now he was off again. "Don't let the kids run you ragged. Let them help out around the house. Tell them goodbye for me. I just couldn't bring myself to tell them. I'll be back as soon as possible, and I'll write to you and let you know what's going on. Take care of yourself, and remember that Mike, Eli, and Jed are more than willing to help you." He stared down at her, seeming reluctant to leave. "If I don't see this through, I won't be able to call myself a good man." Her heart tugged as she touched his arm. "I know. Go get it done. And then, Smitty, you'd best come back to me." He pulled her into an embrace and kissed her again. "See you soon, my love." Then he turned and untied his horse from the porch railing. He mounted up and nodded to her before he rode off. She stood there in case he turned back, but he didn't. Loneliness shrouded her, and she had to sit on the porch steps before she fell down. At least she'd put up a good front, and he'd left without having to worry. She had a feeling he'd be gone longer than he thought. He'd never lied to her about having a wife. It was the first thing he told her as they became close friends on the wagon train. She'd been grieving for her husband, John, and Smitty just did what he always did. He took her under his wing and looked out for her and her kids. She had lost John and her adopted son, Danny, on that trip. Smitty had helped her through it all. Too bad there wasn't a way for her to help him now. Smitty stopped his horse River as soon as his wife's parents' house came into view, struck by the memories tumbling through his head. It was a fine house, made for rich people, almost as though they'd tried to create a southern plantation here in Oregon. They had to pay their servants, but they had plenty of them. Smitty's own parents had lived above their means, and people believed them to be wealthy. He grew up in a house as grand as the one Brenda lived in. He snorted. So wealthy that Smitty had to do all the work. He learned how to do everything from birthing cattle to making pies. Meanwhile, his father gambled away what little they did have. Brenda's parents, Oliver and May Cross, must have been living under a rock, since they hadn't heard of the troubles. Instead, they wanted Smitty and Brenda to marry. Insisted, in fact. And when Smitty had packed up his horse to leave, Brenda announced she was in the family way, and it was his. He'd never felt so gut-kicked in his life. He couldn't prove her a liar. He'd never been with her. The honorable thing to do was marry her for the baby's sake. 2 weeks later, his parents' debts caught up with them, and they expected the Crosses to bail them out. What a mess that was. Accusations were hurled about, with Smitty caught in the middle. To make matters worse, although Brenda had insisted on wedding him, she refused to sleep with him. She finally told him she'd lost the baby. Somehow, he'd found hell on earth. He wasn't surprised when his parents actually damned him to hell before they left the territory, leaving their debts unpaid. Smitty smiled. He'd been so stupid to think that with his parents gone, he'd have a better time of it. Apparently, the Crosses were running low on funds, too, and they blamed him. He couldn't stand being around them, so he spent his days working the ranch. The stock and other poor creatures were half-starved. They were never driven to where the better grass grew before. It took him 3 years of hard work and constant disdain from the Crosses, but he'd made it a profitable ranch. Smitty spurred River, and they rode closer to the ranch. He'd been here last year, but now the cattle looked half dead. Brenda's father had died 5 years ago, and Smitty had used a good portion of the money he'd made to employ cowboys to run the ranch. He was going to find out what was going on. As he rode up to the house, he wrinkled his brow. It looked as though the last time anything had gotten done was when he was here.